When the world around you is as crazy and intense as it seems to be these days, it's great to immerse yourself in the shelter of a good book. And what better choice than an almost perfect comic novel to really take you away from your everyday cares and concerns? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marian Winnick is here with a pair of highly recommended novels that are guaranteed to take your mind off things, even if it's just a temporary, hilarious respite. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. Times like these demand great comic novels, and thank God we have Gary Steingart to provide. His shortest, sweetest, and most perfectly constructed novel ever, Vera, or Faith, is here to save the day, or at least the day that you read it. Vera Bradford Schmulkin is a 10-year-old girl living in New York with her family in the near future. They have a self-driving car named Stella and an AI chessboard named Caspi. Vera lives with her dad, Igor, a Russian immigrant magazine editor, her stepmother, Ann Mom, and her little half-brother, Dylan. Her biological mother, Mom, is AWOL. Vera has not been told much about her, except that she is Korean-American and she met Daddy at the College of Fading Repute in the great state of Ohio. The narration of the novel is very close third person to Vera, and the many words and phrases in quotation marks represent entries in Vera's Things I Still Need to Know diary. Each of the short chapters is titled with an entry from the never-ending to-do list in Vera's head. She had to hold the family together. She had to survive recess. She had to fall asleep. She had to submerge the big secret deep inside her to get through the day. She had to be cool in front of Yumi. In other words, probably the most endearing book about anxiety ever written. One of the big things Vera has on her plate is an upcoming debate at school over a constitutional amendment known as 5-3, which will give an enhanced vote, five-thirds of a regular vote, to those whose ancestors landed on the shores of our continent before or during the Revolutionary War, but were exceptional enough not to arrive in chains. Ann Mom and Dylan are 5'3", while Vera and Daddy are not. While Vera's teacher has cleverly made Vera the lead of the pro 5'3 team, of course, she had to win the debate. When I interviewed him for Kirk's Reviews, Steingart told me that having a child in 2013 has softened him. Readers who have been following him since the Russian debutante's handbook, Absurdistan and Super Sad True Love Story, will be able to see that. I love this book. Loyal listeners know how we feel about Kevin Wilson, author of The Family Fang and Now Is Not the Time to Panic. His wild imagination, sly humor, and boundless heart are back in a great American road trip saga called Run for the Hills. Of course, the title is a pun. It's about a family named Hill, and they are on the run. It starts when Mad Hill is accosted one morning at her Tennessee organic farm stand by a visitor who's come all the way from Boston. He's not there for the goat cheese. Rube has come to break the news that he is her older half-brother, and that the same dad who disappeared on her when she was 12 did the same thing to him and at least two other families. If Mad will just get in his PT Cruiser, he proposes they wend their way across the country to meet their college basketball star sister in Oklahoma, their 11-year-old filmmaking prodigy brother in Utah, and maybe even Chameleon Dad himself. Not many authors can pull off the combination of high-concept kookiness with real feeling and believable characters. But Kevin Wilson has done it again.
The books are Vera or Faith by Gary Steingart and Run for the Hills by Kevin Wilson. You can find more information about these titles in our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.